There's nothing that succeeds like success. That's how the saying goes, and when the church is very successful and Christianity is expanding and being very effective at changing people's minds to follow Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, the world hates that success. And they hate the Christians. Look what happened to the early church after they began really gaining some momentum among the people. Acts 5, verse 17. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, The prison truly we found shut with all safety, and the keepers standing outside before the doors. But when we had opened, we found nobody within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they wondered among themselves what would come about from this. Then one came and told them, saying, Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple, teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did we not straightway command you that you should not teach in this name? And look, you fill Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. You see, the success that is gained through following God's will and following the Holy Spirit and having the Holy Spirit within us is going to make us enemies to those who hate Jesus, who hate Christianity, and by that, who hate God. And so they're going to take it out on us. But we can take for our example these apostles who had boldness, that Paresia, that Greek word that means to speak openly with boldness. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the boldness that you have given me, not just to speak your word, but to do your will. I pray, O Lord God, that you would be with all those in the world who are facing opposition from those who hate Jesus, who hate Christianity, who hate the people of God. I ask for your blessing on them, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.